Well, good evening. Good to see this many out. A lot of sickness going around, and we are thankful that we have quite a few here out this evening. I guess you see behind me what we're going to be studying tonight. I think it's maybe a continuation on what Brother Jared had to talk about this morning, about how man followed after sin, and man has fallen. And there are things that we need to understand that we as Christians need to avoid in our daily lives. Sometimes we get ourselves involved into, and we need to understand what God's will is and how we need to correct those things and try to avoid the problems of today's time. When's the last time you heard a full lesson on about movies and TVs and the music of today? Maybe quite a few years ago, maybe back in the 60s. I haven't heard too much about it. I've heard it mentioned briefly. But growing up, I can remember as a child at Waynesburg, as attending congregations over there, for C.D. Plum, O.C. Birdwell, Truman Smith, and others, when they came in for gospel meeting, usually mentioned these subjects at that time, about how bad it is for a Christian to attend a movie. Now, that included movies put out by Walt Disney. And Walt Disney was considered a clean-cut individual. But at that time, they were more or less talking and hitting upon the influence that is portrayed in some of those movies that you don't always pick up on until a few years later, and how it has continued on. And in our today life, we are seeing a fallout from some of the things that are going on within the world. As going home for church services this morning, I turned over to 1170 down Wheeling, and Rush Limbaugh was on. And he said this world and this country has been falling apart for the last 25 years. He's been praying and hoping that this country would correct itself. Well, I disagree with him. This country has been falling apart for at least 40 years that I know of, and maybe even longer. We've been on a downhill slide as a country. We are now letting things within our language, letting things go on within our TV sets, and we are letting things go on in our lifestyle that was unheard of years ago. And we need to understand that some of these things that we involved ourselves in, that we watch, helps bring it about. We encourage it to some way. The devil is cunning, and he's winning the battle with many Christians in the realm of the TV and movies and the music that we listen to. The devil is getting people preoccupied, their minds, with hours of television and movie watching, taking them away from God's Word. How often do we sit down and study God's Word in our daily lives? How often do we watch TV? What kind of music do we listen to in our everyday life, going to and fro? I gave Nathan a TV series of the Smothered Brothers and how they were put off TV because they criticized President Nixon at the time and the Vietnam War. And because of the things that was going on at that time, they were put off TV. Now, if you watch some of the like late night shows like Jay Leno and David Letterman, and they criticize the presidents a lot worse than what the Smothered Brothers or any of the other groups at that time or individuals did at that point. Think about it. When we talk about the radio system, in 1930 through 1960, a very strict TV code was in place. Brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Have we changed? We even got game systems out today that shows brains, the insides of individuals being blown apart. And we wonder why our children are desensitized to this. Have you ever talked to some and listened to some of the conversations that the kids are carrying on today saying, well, I didn't know it'd be like that in rural, so I just wanted to see what would happen if I did shoot somebody. If it actually would take place like that. I know a lot of you are too young to remember, but you probably have seen clippings of when John F. Kennedy was shot and his brain was laying outside in slow motion when they slowed it down and showed the brain fall out of his skull. And they tried to hurry up and cover it up and tried to keep it hush-hush at that time. I remember that. And they try to keep it under wrap because it's too gory. But that's nothing today than what we see within our TV shows. Crime cannot be glamorized. Obscenity was forbidden in 1930 through 60. Reference to deity was not to be irreverent. Nudity was not permitted at that time. The sanctity of marriage and home was to be upheld. I just watched Dick Van Dyke before I came in tonight. Married couple, supposedly in the TV show, they had separate beds. Now, they show just about everything that should never be mentioned. You know what? If this was still practiced, there wouldn't be any need for the following. The rating system. Think about it. Curtain rating. G is for general. PG for parental guidance. PG-13, under age 13, but not allowed without an adult. R is restricted. Must be... Under 17 must have a parent. I'm going to get this out. X, no one under 17 is permitted. Why do we need this guidance? As a senior in high school, we had a neighbor. And I listened to him talk to my dad once in a while. I remember this movie coming out. And it made big news at this time. I can't remember the title. It's been, I hate to say how many years ago. Give my age away. But the fact is, it was considered X-rated at that time, but they didn't consider it X-rated. They considered like an R. And this neighbor of ours went to that movie, and he came back and started talking to my dad, and he says, you would not believe what was in that movie. I didn't know what was involved. I would have never stayed there. And my dad said, did you stay and watch the whole thing? Yeah. I wanted to see what was going on. But at the same time, he complained about it. Why? Why did it appeal to him? Most of all movies today were filled with bad language. Sex scenes, terrible violence. I try to watch what we watch around the house as much as possible. And even some of the G movies, supposed to be for general audience, for children, has words in it. I'm ashamed to let Katie or some of the other grandkids hear. They talk about things. And what's amazing about it is a young man on, I believe, 2.5 Men show came out the other day and said, it's garbage. Don't watch the show. It's garbage. Some of the things that are on the show should never be allowed to be seen on TV. This is from the young man that was one of the stars of the show, making that type of statement. But it's considered number one. Why? Have we ever thought much about it? I have seen throughout the years, CBS seems to be the language problem out of all three major networks. I'm talking ABC, CBS, NBC. CBS seems to be worse for the language. ABC seems to be worse for the lifestyle. NBC is way down last place. Maybe there's a reason for it, because maybe they don't carry on as much as CBS and ABC does. I'm not saying that they don't have some shows like that, but they seem to be a little bit cleaner than the other two. Turn to Psalms 101 in verse 3. He says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. The writer here is trying to get across that he didn't want to be around anything that was wicked. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. He wanted to avoid it. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. But at the same time, we read this, we believe it as Christians, but we hold on to it. We hold on to what is contrary to God's Word. The media has great power in reaching millions of people. Television is one of the most powerful. Now the internet is taking its place. Businesses have paid millions to advertise. I believe I heard, and I may be incorrect on this, but they're talking about the Super Bowl advertisements that are coming up for next Sunday. And they're saying that it's at least $4 million for, I think, what is it, 20-second or a 10-second advertisement? Why? Why are they paying that much money? Just to advertise a product. Because there are billions that watch. It's a great influence. And the question is, how much time do you spend watching TV and movies? I want to let you think about it for a second. How much time do you spend in front of that little box that we call the TV set? Statistics. The average home, 98% of the homes have at least one TV. Most have two or three. TV is on 49.5 hours each week, 7 hours a day, at least. Some maybe more. Children watches 32 hours of TV each week, 5 hours daily, after coming home from school. 1/4 of the waking hours are watching TV. Hear more than 500 commercials per week. Movies, 50 million and 10 movies each week. Only 4% in the movie business attend any type of worship at all. Now, and of course, the Psalms 139, verses 23 through 24. Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. We must evaluate what we allow to go into our hearts. It says, search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. The writer there is asking God to look inside him. Look at his heart. See what he is dwelling upon. And if he's dwelling upon something that is wrong, please guide him away from it. Lead him to something that's everlasting. Did you know God hates violence? Turn to Proverbs, the 6th chapter, in verse 16 and 17. It says, there are 6 things which Jehovah hateth, yea, 7 which are an abomination unto him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. No, Brother Nathan says he hates to watch news now and then because of all the bad news is on TV. All the shootings have been going on here the last few years in our schools. Why? Why does it go on? Where's the problem at? Some of it's because of their parents. Some of it's because of what they've allowed their children to watch up on the TV and in movies. They have no consideration what effect it has upon their child. The same way some of the games that are being produced and bragged about. The gory details that are shown. And these kids think, that's fine. What if that really happens in real life when you shoot somebody? I've heard kids say on TV after they've done such and say, we wanted to see if it would happen that way. They didn't realize in real life those things would take place. Romans the 12th chapter, verse 17. Render to no man evil for evil. Take thought for things honorable in the sight of all men. What do they hear from the parents when something goes wrong within their life? What do we hear about, we say, about our neighbors? If they were giving us a little bit of a problem. What do we say about our bosses in front of our children? See? They hear those things. And they take some of those things to heart. And they think it's okay to think that way. But we as Christians cannot believe and think in that manner. It will cost us our soul. Immoral language. Using the Lord's name in vain. Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 7. It says, thou shalt not take the name of Jehovah thy God in vain. For Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Now, all of us, we have jobs. We work in the mill. And we hear these type of language every day. But you know, when you try to live Christian life and try to do the right thing, and they notice that you don't say those type of words, you don't take God's name in vain, they catch on real quick. And they try to avoid saying those things in front of you. They know it offends you. But sometimes, and the problem is, we catch it off of them easier than they catch it off on us at times. In other words, sometimes we end up saying things that we shouldn't. In the heat of the moment, we let things get to us. And we take and use God's name in vain. Likewise, when we talk about search me and know my heart, the fact is we need to realize that the profanity that some people use. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 29, says, let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such is good for edifying as the need may be, that it may give grace to them that hear. You know how hard it is sometimes when you've got somebody complaining about the boss? And making irrational statements about him, and you're standing there saying, look, realize the position he's in. He got a boss over him. He's probably being hounded or being pushed by his boss, and he comes out and he's got to try to take it and try to get you to speed up a little bit quicker to get his boss off of him. Try to understand that, what position they're in at times. Quit thinking about yourself. Say something edifying to them. I know you want this. We're trying to do the best we can. That's all you have to say to them. I know sometimes they like to push a little bit harder. And sometimes they use a little language that they shouldn't. But at the same time, you still treat them with respect and position that they've tried to hold. And they have a job likewise that they are concerned about. And we need to understand that. Likewise, when we talk about showing our wicked ways, lying in the book of Revelation, 21st chapter, verse 8. But for the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, and murderers, fornicators, and sorcerers, and idolaters, all liars, their part shall be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I think of some of the TV shows that are most popular. You tell me what they involve. Lying? Cheating? Trying to get even with the competition? Dallas used to be the big thing years ago. They all say everybody kind of worshiped J.R. Ewing. And he lied constantly, tried to cheat the other individual. People love that. How's it? Yeah, go on, JR. And when he finally got shot, the biggest cliffhanger within time, think about it. Now you got TV shows. I'm trying to remember some of the titles because I don't watch them. But I've heard people talk about them. Pretty Little Liars. I think it's one of them on, I forget what channel it is. What's it about? Young girls standing there lying, cheating, trying to get even with their friends. See? And that's one of the most popular shows nowadays. 2.5 Men involves a lot of lying, crowds, and cheating, taking advantage of another. Colossians 3rd chapter, verse 9, lying not to one another. Seeing that you put off the old man with his doing. We as Christians need to put away all lying. Period. I wasn't liked too well in the boat factory I used to work in. I think I used this as an example one time. A young man had his wife visit him down at work, and he walked up to me and says, "Did you like her? She's gorgeous, isn't she?" I said, "Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder." That was the wrong thing to say. Boy, did I get in trouble for that statement. "What are you saying?" I said, "Well, she's beautiful to you. She's not my style." More power to you. I'm happy you're happy with her. I'm happy that you're pleased with her. That's your wife. I'm not to be involved. I try to tell him that. Well, he got mad at me. He wanted a fist fight. He wanted to get into it because he thought I was cutting down his wife. I wasn't. She was already claimed. It's his wife, not mine. I couldn't date her. That's yours. She's fine. Be happy with her. I hope your marriage lasts a long time. But he didn't like that statement. And yes, it is hard to stand there and try to be nice to individuals. And try to be honest. Sometimes keep from hurting their feelings, but you can. At times. Words are important. In Matthew, the 12th chapter, beginning in verse 34 and 37. It says, "Ye offsprings of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man out of his good treasure bring forth good things. Evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth evil things. Now I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof, the day of judgment. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned." We need to be careful in what we say. We need to watch everything we say and do in our life. We need to think before we make a statement. But you know what? We just run our mouth sometimes before we realize what we've said. I'll use myself as an example for this. When we first got married and Marie was ready to have the first boy, she made them no-bake cookies. And she brought them to me, and as I came home from work, she says, "Here, I made you some homemade cookies." "Oh, great. Oh, they're a little oily, greasy." I made a statement. "How do you like them?" "Well..." And then I said what I thought. "Oh, that didn't go down too good." I got in trouble. I apologized for the way I said it and tried to make it up to her. But we've got to be careful what we say. Brother Tom Eicher at the time says, "There's one thing you got to learn real quick in your marriage. Watch how you say things." Be honest, but watch how you put it. Because somebody can take offense to it. And sometimes we get mad at each other. We say things that we should not say to one another. And we blur it out. And the other half gets aggravated and upset what we said. And then we got to sit back and apologize because we realize I said it out of haste. And I didn't mean, or she didn't mean, what was said. We've all done that. We've all said things. Especially when I worked down at Banner, when it got in the heat part of the summer. And everybody knows when it gets hot out, and it gets muggy, people get a little tempered, and they say things to one another, and the next day they act like nothing ever happened. They knew what happened. They knew. They thought. But you know, we need to start thinking before we open up our mouth. And we need to understand that. Let's hurry on. Sexual immorality. Always shown on TV. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 19 through 21. Says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousies, wrath, factions, divisions, partyings, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, which I forewarn you, even as I do forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." But that's what most of your TV and movies are based upon, see? And we need to understand that. Also, another thing that has crept into our lifestyle anymore is homosexuality. And we hate to say that. We hate to say anything about it. But God's Word has told us what we need to say. In 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 9, "Or know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, nor fornicator, or adulterers, nor effeminate, or nor abuser of themselves with men." Let's be honest. Homosexuality is not going to get you into heaven. And we need to understand that. We need to preach it. We need to bring it out. And we need to avoid the TV shows that nowadays are proclaiming that that's a new lifestyle. I think there's one program that is now out called than do normal. I haven't seen it. I heard about it. And it teaches. And I think there's another one called Modern Family that's on TV that also proclaims homosexuality. That's okay. It's fine. We can't support those type of shows. And we have individuals within the church trying to make excuses for what we do and say and watch and listen to. It's nothing more than just misgiving priorities of life. Well, it doesn't bother me. It only has a few bad scenes in it. We just overlooked it. Didn't really pay much attention to it. Oh, it's only violence. It's not real. It's a movie. I'm not actually doing those things. Well, there's only two bad words in it. A lot of songs have two bad words in it anymore. It's hard to find a decent song. That's why I try to revert back to the old days, which I consider the old days, the 60s and some of the 50 songs and maybe some early 70s before the language really started creeping in. And we think that it's something new. My dad bought an album, Johnny Cash, right after he got out of Folsom Prison. And he threw the record away. Because it contained so much vulgar language in it that you couldn't even begin to listen to it. He didn't know that it was all in it. He threw that record away at that time. And that was back in the 60s. I had a man tell me, if you go to David Allen Coe show, country singer, and you can buy albums that you can't buy on the market that contains racism, language. He says, you can buy them there. Can't buy them on the market. You can't buy them in the store. You can't buy them on the internet. You have to be at his show to buy these things. Another thing is, there's nothing else to watch. I say that almost every night. I turn the TV on. I got all these channels and got nothing to watch. We all say that. My friends chose to see it. I didn't want to offend them. But you know what? We need to remember, they're only excuses to God. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 10, for we all must be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one of us may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. In conclusion, remember, we are influenced by what we are exposed our mind to. As a Christian, we need to be aware of what God wants our mind to be. In Proverbs, 4th chapter and verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and verse 7. For as he thinketh within himself, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. We need to understand that we need to be aware of how God wants our mind to be. In Proverbs 4th chapter, verse 23. Now, let's go to Matthew 5th chapter, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I'm mixing myself up here, excuse me. The fact is, we need to be aware of how God wants our mind to be. In Titus, the 1st chapter, verses 15 and 16. To the pure all things are pure, but to them that are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. but both to their mind and their conscience are defiled. They possess it, they know God, but by their works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and to every good work a reprobate. Philippians, the fourth chapter, and verse 8. Excuse me. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We need to be keeping our minds upon things that are pure, things that are clean. We need to be keeping our minds away from the evil that is around about us. It's difficult, yes, it's hard, because we've got to deal with the world in our everyday life. And it's hard to deal with those type of individuals at times. And we have to. We should always try to strive to close our eyes to the evil and open our eyes to God's Word. Yeah, we're influenced in our everyday life. Yes, we must face these things. In Psalms 119 and verse 18, open my eyes that I may see the wondrous things from your law. In other words, let me hear what you want me to do as a Christian. What does your word say about this? How often do we pick up our Bibles and study it? How often do we get on the internet and study some of the things that the brethren put out? There are some good material out there, believe me. You got to search. You got to try it. You got to test it. You got to think about what God's Word wants us to do. What does God say about this? In Mark the 12th chapter, verse 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Devote ourselves completely to God. Put everything into being trying to be a Christian. I'm not going to say we won't fall. I won't say that we won't make a mistake. We do. We do get misled once in a while. But we need to devote ourselves to God as much as possible. If we're about ready to do study into the book of Psalms. I've got Revelation on my mind. In the book of Psalms, we're going to find out some things that the writers in those songs had to say about God. And sometimes they express the thoughts that we should be expressing. And they do express the things that we go through in our everyday life. They're realistic. They are real. They are going through the same problems we go through in our everyday life at that time. We need to understand what God wants us to do. And finally, I'm going to ask these questions. What are you watching on TV? What kind of shows do you watch? Well, I can wait until it gets on the DVR, then I can fast forward those. No. Let's try to stay away from them. That's why I'm going back myself, trying to watch the old programs. And you know, they used to be condemned when I was a kid. But they're clean compared to what shows are out there today. And I need to be careful of the old shows at times. What they're trying to express. What are you watching at the movies? What kind of movies you go to? What kind of movies do you buy? And what are you listening to? What kind of music? No, nobody wants to date Taylor Swift anymore because She writes a song about everybody she dates and breaks up with. She writes about them. Not always good. She cuts people down. What she thinks about them. Our minds should be pure. You know, maybe it's not their problem. Maybe she's the problem. But she don't realize. So she don't write songs about herself. She just likes to condemn others. And we need to be careful. Sometimes we condemn others when we stand there and do the same thing ourselves. And we need to be careful of that. We need to understand what God's Word has to say. And that lasted a little long. I don't mean to. But the fact is, we need to understand what God's Word has to say. We need to think about what is involved in our life. We need to understand how we are to be facing God. We're going to have to give an answer. And Brother Jared spoke out this morning that each one of us are responsible for what we do. I do. I can't answer for you. You can't answer for me. I'm responsible for what I do. What I watch. What I say. How I act with other individuals. How I think about others. But you know, what I do does help guide the people around about me. How do we portray, what do we look like to our children? What do we say in front of them that we don't realize they're hearing? I learned real quick through Katie, when she was small, that even though she may be over there playing and doing something and you think she's interested in Barney at the time, she used to watch Barney and Dora, and she heard what was being said, even though you may be in a different room. And she come in and make that statement, word for word. Catch on. You don't realize how fast they pick up. You don't realize what the high school students see out of their teachers. You don't realize what the football players, maybe down WVU, maybe see from their coaches, how they act, how they treat them, or some other college. See, we're all examples to others. And we'll have to give an answer for what I've done before those individuals. But I'm still answering for what I'm doing. So, wake up. Let's realize. Let's get this country back on the road it should be. Let's get to the point where we can stop hearing all these shootings within these schools. People going crazy and using guns. It's not the guns, it's the individuals. I'm not trying to get political at this time, but the fact is, let's be smart about it. Let's get the common sense. It's the individuals we need to work on. Let's teach them. Let's work with them. Let's guide them the way they need to be guided. Let's give them God's Word. And we need to be an example that we are obedient to God's will. I haven't said much tonight about being a Christian. If you're not a member of the body of Christ, you must hear His Word. You need to believe that God, Christ came down here, lived upon this earth, died upon that cross. It was perfect. He was resurrected after the third day. He died for you and me. You need to repent. Be willing to change your life and live for Him. Not for ourselves. Confess by mouth confession. That He can confess us before His Father. Be baptized by immersion. Being buried with Him in a watery grave. Raised up a new creature. Just as white as that snow was a few days ago. But you know, sometimes we become dirty like that snow does as you drive around now. It gets a little dark, got spots in it, a little blackness. We fall. We make mistakes. We need to pick ourselves up and ask God for forgiveness. If it's an individual thing, private, you need to talk to God privately. But if you did it where people can see it, you brought reproach upon the church and His body, then you need to make it a public confession of it. We'll go to God in prayer on your behalf. Ask for forgiveness for your sin. It's your soul. It's your destiny. We need to think about it. We need to get serious about it. How you stand before God at this time. Do something about it before the opportunity has been taken away from you. And do it now as we stand to sing the song, Invitation.